And welcome to the furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You, Lord, yourself are our Father, our Redeemer is your ancient name. Why, Lord, leave us to stray from your ways and harden our hearts against fearing you? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your inheritance. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down, at your presence the mountains would melt. Today's first reading is a good assistance in resituating ourselves in the days before Christ came, and for us before we were Christian. Yes, God, you are my Father, but where are you? I'm your son, your daughter, but I'm still struggling. My situation has not changed. Return for the sake of your servants. Come to us, Lord. Come save us. This is part of the reason we have Advent. To remember why Christ is the most important thing in our life. Why we bother with this Christian thing. Because we need saving. We need help now in our daily life. And we ache for God. If only he was close. If only he was here. If only we could see him. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down. At your presence, the mountains would melt. The good news is that Advent is not a directionless time of remembering. It is also time to prepare again, our soul to receive the promised Messiah, to repent and receive the salvation of God in a new way, totally beyond anything I have yet lived in my life. What will you do? How will you prepare? Some good things to do might be to read the Bible, maybe the prophet Isaiah, 10 minutes a day. To start doing an examination of conscience and night prayer of the church every night. Setting up the empty nativity scene in my home and spending a few minutes contemplating that emptiness each day while awaiting it to be filled. Keeping an Advent calendar, counting off the days when the Saviour arrives. Maybe going to confession once a week just for the time of Advent. What's important is that we take time and make time to do something regularly, just to prepare our heart to receive the Redeemer and the transformation he brings. Let us pray. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ, with righteous deeds at his coming, so that gathered at his right hand, they may be worthy to possess this heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.